Good evening. My guest this evening on Around Cincinnati is no stranger to this microphone. It's filmmaker Christopher Maloney, and this is his third appearance, his third film. This time it's a little bit different from the other two. This is called Crypto Trip, and it's about cryptozoology. Chris, tell me, what is cryptozoology, and what made you think it would be a good movie?
Well, cryptozoology is defined as the search for hidden or unknown animals. So basically, any creature that may or may not exist. So people often think of things like Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster. Cryptozoology is the study of those things. I thought it would be a good time to do a movie like this because that term, cryptozoology, is becoming so much of a household term, really. And I don't think it used to be. I remember when I first got interested, I was a kid, and my first cryptid I knew of was the Loch Ness Monster. And so every now and then, there would be something on TV where I could watch about Bigfoot or something like that. And now it's gotten to the point where there's something almost every night on television. You can find something about cryptozoology. So it just seemed like the perfect time to kind of delve into that because a lot more people are interested than ever have been before.
Have you ever had any particular sightings of your own, or are you just investigating from the other side of the camera?
I'm on the other side. I am envious of people who have had those sightings because it seems to really kind of open their eyes in certain ways. I've always wanted to see a cryptid. I've always wanted to have like a really dramatic Bigfoot sighting or something like that, but I personally haven't. My role in this has just been to compile the stories of people who have and try to glean something from that.
While I was watching this film, I kind of got the impression there were like three groups of people here. The true believers, the others might be looking for camaraderie as far as a group event, and then there's always the ones who are looking for their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, I think there are definitely people who are looking to use that as a way to get publicity. There was actually one person who I did a pre-interview with for the movie that I ended up not including because he kind of admitted to me that he had come up with the story as a way to raise tourism in his town. That was exactly the opposite of what I was looking for.
Yeah.
I was looking for people who had these experiences, often unwanted in most cases, and then saw their lives kind of take on a whole different trajectory because of the experience that they had. Having a sighting of something you can't really explain is a very traumatic experience. That was a pretty common thing I found with a lot of the eyewitnesses.
Yeah, and since I came from West Virginia in the 60s, I remember the Mothman thing, and it was just like huge, and people were just talking about it constantly.
Yeah, and if you go down there, well, we show present-day footage of that area in the film. I mean, it's huge there still. Every year they have the Mothman Festival. They've been doing it for about 11 or 12 years now, and people come from all over just to kind of gather and talk about something that happened for a few months many years ago.
Well, that brings me to another question. Have you given any thought to maybe doing a fiction feature around this subject matter? Because nobody's really touched on it lately.
There have been a few movies about that, a few made-for-TV movies about the Mothman, Bigfoot, things like that, and they're never done very respectfully. So I think it would be really interesting to look at it kind of in the tradition of movies like The Legend of Boggy Creek. Treat it with respect, treat it as something even to be afraid of. I think that would be very interesting.
There was a film in the early 70s that was huge on the drive-in circuit called Bigfoot. And it was basically a very cheap B-movie with John Carradine and a guy in an ape suit. That's not any way to advance the cause, if you will.
Yeah, it's treated jokingly a lot of times. So that, well, there's even a series of commercials out now that features Bigfoot as their mascot. It's some type of beef jerky. So it's done kind of jokingly now, and I think that's about as far as a lot of people get.
What are your plans for the film now that it's completed? Are you showing it around to groups or something?
Right now it's making the rounds, film festivals and public screenings and things like that. And then my plan is to just keep taking it around to film festivals and screening it and letting people get a chance to see it. I was at the Ohio Bigfoot Conference. Between 400 and 500 people were there. It was actually a really big crowd. So I just took the movie there and showed about 15 minutes of it and talked to people about what kind of project it was. But that's the sort of thing with a movie this small that you kind of have to do, just go to different screenings, go to different events, and try to get word of mouth about the kind of project that you've done.
Right, and you did mention to me earlier that you have had a nibble from cable TV for a possible showing.
Right. TV right now and cryptozoology is very together. So, like I said, on TV is where you can see shows about Bigfoot on a weekly, even a daily basis. There's an interest for it there, and hopefully eventually it'll reach as many people as it can.
So to that end, are you selling copies through your website?
I am, and you can buy advanced copies there since it doesn't have a distribution deal yet. And then it also has ways to get in touch with me, and it has all the screenings coming up. The screenings are constantly updated, so if people want to go see it in a public setting, the info is there.
Oh, that's great. And we'll have a link to Chris's website on our website at WVXU.org. So did you make any good friends, as it were, from these people? Some of them seemed to be so very genuine. Mm-hmm. I like the World War II pilot who had the airport.
Yeah, his name is Dwayne Hodgkinson, and like you said, he's a World War II veteran. And he had this incredible sighting in Papua New Guinea of what he describes as a pterodactyl. See, he's the kind of guy, he's a no-nonsense kind of guy, and he's very elderly now. It's a haunting story that happened to him, and it's a story he's stuck with. So he, at the very least, I believes he's telling the truth. And it's a very compelling story. If you see the movie, it's a really compelling interview. As far as the friends, I think I've made a lot of friends through making this movie. I've found the cryptozoology community to be one of the nicest, kindest, most inviting groups of people I've ever met. I've done other projects where they seem very territorial when you kind of broach their subject, their topic. But on this one, it's like the more the merrier. They love to get together and talk about their sightings and talk about how it's affected them. And it's a big community of people.
Christopher Maloney, filmmaker, editor, writer, producer, director. Very talented guy, and it's always a pleasure to have you here on Around Cincinnati. Thanks for telling us about your new film, and hopefully you'll get the word out.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Larry Thomas.